The following content is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. You're listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Tech Tips. We've got a jam-packed episode this month. Accessible Pharmacy. The Clio app gets an update. The new Envision glasses. Good Maps Explore. New Alexa calling features. And touchable images. All that is coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips. This article is entitled, Be My Eyes partners with Accessible Pharmacy Services to bring end-to-end pharmacy access to people with vision impairments. This article comes to us courtesy of Access World Magazine. The physical pharmacy contains barriers to access to people with vision loss, and the COVID-19 pandemic has only exacerbated the ability of people with vision loss to accurately manage their medical concerns. For these reasons, Be My Eyes has recently welcomed their first partner pharmacy onto their app. Be My Eyes users in the United States will be able to ask their questions about medicine, drug interactions, even order in-home COVID tests from trained professionals who know how to safely and effectively set up blind individuals for success. Be My Eyes is happy to announce their newest specialized help partner, Accessible Pharmacy Services. You probably know the story of Hans Jorgen, the blind craftsman who conceived Be My Eyes in Denmark in 2012. We have written about him and his company several times in Access World magazine. But you may not know the story of Alex Cohen, the blind man behind Accessible Pharmacy. When Alex Cohen was pursuing his PhD in marketing with the goal of becoming a college professor, his dissertation research dealt with examining the accessibility of both the online and physical marketplace and how they could be made more inclusive for the blind and low vision community. After achieving his doctorate, he continued his research in this area and repeatedly discovered both practical and philosophical obstacles to implementing these solutions. Importantly, through his research and own lived experiences, he discovered that these accessibility-related shortcomings were particularly apparent in pharmacies. Yes, accessibility and inclusion is important in all aspects of the retailing marketplace, but when you're dealing with healthcare-related services and medication management, the importance grows exponentially. Deciding that continued efforts to try to make the existing pharmacy marketplace more accessible was far too exhausting, Cohen came together with his business partners to create a brand new marketplace specially made for the blind and low vision community. They wanted to create a community where high quality medication management services are individually crafted to meet the unique needs of every patient and where accessibility and inclusion are never an afterthought. This is how Accessible Pharmacy Services got its start. In 2020, Accessible Pharmacy Services launched as a comprehensive home delivery pharmacy service specializing in the needs of people who are blind or have low vision. Accessible Pharmacy offers free home delivery of prescription medication, over-the-counter medication, Accessible Pharmacy brand vitamins, supplements, small home medical devices, and COVID home tests. Furthermore, they offer more than 10 different types of accessible packaging, including Script Talk. Accessible Pharmacy's team is available for blind and low vision Be My Eyes users in the U.S. You don't even have to be an Accessible Pharmacy patient. Accessible Pharmacy can answer any questions you might have related to medicines, vitamins, and supplements, as well as guide you through the services that they offer and your home COVID-19 test. Making a call to Accessible Pharmacy through the Be My Eyes app is easy. Just open the Be My Eyes app, enter the specialized help menu, and locate Accessible Pharmacy in the personal health category. The Accessible Pharmacy team is ready to take your call Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information on this new service, see the Accessible Pharmacy Services website, accessiblepharmacy.com. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. This article is entitled, Clio App Adds New Augmented Reality Feature. This comes to us courtesy of Cool Blind Tech. A new version of the Clio app uses augmented reality, allowing users to pan their smartphone across the landscape to see historic photos and click on them to learn more. What is Clio? Clio, named after the mythological Greek muse of history, is both an educational website and mobile application that allows users to experience guided tours of local landmarks, actively displaying information about objects and location as it goes. Being used at nearly 160 universities across the U.S. and having acquired roughly 1,000 completed guided tours, Clio's pool of information is constantly being updated with publicly sourced information. How does the new augmented reality feature work? Using the phone's camera in real time, the app now makes use of the augmented reality to deliver historical information about the user's community to them. Upon accessing the app's beta features, users will be able to pan around and witness thumbnails pop up on their screen, which they can then press to access further information. The program is the product of David Trowbridge, an associate professor of history at Marshall University, and his close friend David Wingfield, the main developer of the program. Trowbridge compared it to the popular mobile game Pokemon Go, saying, "The experience was the Pokemon of history." Quote, "I've been thinking about how to make use of this technology in a practical way for several years," said Trowbridge. "Oftentimes, when this kind of technology is used, we just adopt it without thinking if we really should." End quote. Are there any additional features? Additionally, Clio can now provide guided directions toward landmarks and selected areas, displaying arrows that point the user in the direction of the destination. These directions can either be street by street or can simply point them in the direction of their destination. Alongside this feature came the option for visually impaired users, increasing the size of the arrows by a substantial degree to help guide them on their path. Trowbridge said, "He was inspired by the difficulty some faced while attempting to track the marker on Google Maps. How much does it cost, and is it available for both Android and iOS?" The update for Clio's mobile app was specifically released for iOS users and will not currently be available for other devices. Despite this, a version for Android is already in development. Being a nonprofit program and completely free to use, Clio is funded by public donors, as well as donations from the National Council of the Humanities, of the National Endowment for the Humanities. More information about Clio, its available services, and how someone can submit information to its datascape can be found at the program's website, theclio.com. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. A while back, I told you about a new app called Envision AI. Well, they've upped their game a little bit to include some glasses. The title of this article, New Augmented Reality Glasses Help Blind People See. And it comes to us courtesy of LifeWire.com. A new type of augmented reality headset called Envision Glasses aims to help blind people better navigate their daily life by using artificial intelligence to identify text and objects and describe them to users. The Envision product joins a growing number of augmented and virtual reality gadgets that promise to revolutionize how visually impaired people perceive the world. It's a long way from the widely panned Google Glass that raised privacy concerns. The Envision glasses can recognize over 60 languages among a host of features. and Vision glasses come with an array of features like scene description and video calling, which are unique to Envision. Karthik Mahadevan, CEO and co-founder of Envision Glasses, said in an email interview, quote, "This provides users with more ways of making sense of their visual world. Moreover, since Envision Glasses are built as a platform, they can constantly keep adding more apps that offer complementary functionalities," end quote. Backing on Google, the Envision glasses cost about $3,500, which the company says is considerably less than competitors. The company uses the Google Glass Enterprise Edition 2 glasses with custom software. "By developing a device-agnostic software, we have the ability to pick the best hardware available for our needs, which currently happens to be the Google Glass," Mahadevan said. As other smart glasses start coming up in the market at different price points, Envision will be able to port its software to them as well, offering more choices to the end users in the long term. Envision glasses use artificial intelligence to extract information from images and speak them out, Mahadevan said. "This is built into different modules using different data sets for performing different functions, such as text recognition, object detection, face recognition, and so on," he added. The company has sold about 200 pairs of the Envision glasses so far, he said. Envision faces competition from several other companies that also offer augmented reality and virtual reality devices to help those with visual disabilities. For example, OrCam offers MyEye, which the company bills as a voice-activated device that attaches to virtually any glasses that can read text from a book, smartphone screen, or another surface to you. The device's user-friendly design features wireless, intuitive operation and has been compacted into a gadget the size of a finger. Dr. Jonathan Wexler, Executive VP of R&D OrCam Technologies, told Analytics Insight in an interview, "The lightweight device at just 0.8 ounces sits on the frame of a user's eyeglasses and can be operated using intuitive gestures, voice commands, or by simply following the wearer's gaze. All data is processed offline without requiring an internet connection, resulting in real-time audio communication of vital visual information while ensuring data privacy." While the MyEye offers an assist to perceiving the world, other devices for the visually impaired take a more comprehensive approach by using virtual reality headsets. For example, the $2,950 goggles made by Iris Vision work by using a Samsung smartphone mounted in a Samsung VR headset. The goggles enhance the picture of the surroundings for people who are visually impaired. Iris Vision assists the user's brains in using the parts of their eyes that still function properly and provides enough information to fill in the gaps captured by the smartphone camera. Iris Vision co-founder and CEO Ahmad Khan said in an email interview, "This scene enhancement is performed using multiple algorithms developed for various eye conditions," he said. A startup called Give Vision manufactures VR goggles called Sight Plus that have been clinically validated as a medical device that restores sight for patients who are diagnosed with untreatable sight loss. Augmented reality got off to a rough start in the early days of the Google Glass launch. It wasn't clear what the specs would be used for, and people were understandably worried about having their interactions recorded. But there are clearly no losers when it comes to using AR for people with vision impairments. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Navigate the world step by step with Good Maps Explorer. This comes to us from Cool Blind Tech. Good Maps Explorer provides on-demand, reactive, mobile navigation for people who are blind or visually impaired, and developers are working to tackle a region that Google Maps has long ignored, indoor spaces. In outdoor mode, Good Maps Explorer reads aloud cardinal directions, streets, and points of interest, depending on where the user's mobile device is pointing at any given time. With a shake of the phone, users can hear a snapshot of their current location and direction, and also gather information about the nearest points, streets, businesses, and landmarks. While outdoor mode functions in areas covered by traditional mapping technology, indoor mode is more limited. Using LiDAR, developers have mapped the indoors of a handful of buildings in Huntington, West Virginia, and these spaces are finally explorable via the app, including step-by-step navigation to select destinations. Good Maps Explorer offers detailed information about these indoor areas, describing individual rooms and features like water fountains and information desks. Here's a short video demonstrating Good Maps Explorer in action.
Good Maps.
Maps with a mission. At the American Printing House for the Blind, Mike will create a route from the offices to the museum conference room.
Are you inside American Printing House for the Blind? Dismiss button. Yes button.
Calibrating position. Hold phone in photo position. Position established.
In office. Search for POIs at American Printing House, Miguel Library 50, Museum Conference Room 253 feet south. Button. Museum Conference Room 200. Search result. Options. Head directions. Loading directions.
Calibrating position. Hold phone in photo position. Position established. Continue 37 feet. Turn right ahead.
Turn right ahead.
Turn right and continue 27 feet. Continue 23 feet.
Continue 23 feet.
Turn left ahead. Enter stairwell and go down one floor.
Mike has entered the stairwell and will descend a two-part staircase to the floor below.
Enter stairwell and go down one floor.
Mike exits the stairwell and enters a hallway.
Continue 72 feet. Continue 27 feet.
Continue 20 feet.
Turn right and continue 185 feet. Continue 176 feet. Slight left and continue 159 feet. Continue 145 feet.
Mike is walking down a long straight hallway.
Continue 109 feet.
Continue 100 feet. Continue 36 feet. Turn right ahead. Turn right and continue 12 feet.
Turn right and continue 9 feet.
Enter elevator and go up 1.5 floors. Enter elevator and go up 1.5 floors. Please make sure you are holding your phone in photo position.
Second floor, museum.
Mike exits the elevator into the museum.
Turn right and continue 19 feet. Arrived at destination, museum conference room entrance, right.
All right, so the entrance was over here.
Learn more about Good Maps at www.goodmaps.com.
Indoor digital maps play a fundamental role in making spaces more accessible, safe, and productive. Good Maps founder and CEO Jose Gaztambide said in a CES 2021 presentation. Since September of 2020, developers have mapped the Cable Wayne Association for the Blind, Cable County Public Library, Phil Klein Center of the Huntington YMCA, and Bard D. Smith Business Incubator in Huntington. Good Maps Explorer is available on iOS and it just launched on Android, and both versions are free. It's developed by American Printing House and Good Maps. And in case you missed it, you can get more information about the Good Maps Explorer by going to their website, goodmaps.com. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Amazon releases new ways Alexa can help you stay connected with loved ones. This comes to us from Cool Blind Tech. Alexa adds new calling features so you can more easily connect with friends and family. Amazon is launching a series of new calling features to help family and friends stay better connected. With a few easy steps, you'll be able to say, Alexa, call my family, or Alexa, join my Zoom meeting, to join your family for a remote get-together, or catch up with friends for a virtual happy hour. Video calling with Alexa has been more popular this year than ever before. Now, up to 7 friends and family members can join a hands-free video or audio call. Simply say, Alexa, call my family, for example, to connect from supported Echo devices, such as an Echo, Echo Dot, or Echo Show. Only one customer needs to create and name a group in their Alexa app, and then any member of that group can start a group call by saying, Alexa, call my, and your group name. 2020 and 21 have been the years of virtual meetings, with many using video to connect for both work and personal life more than ever before. Customers can now join a video conference call with Alexa through Zoom and Amazon Chime on Echo Show and devices. Just say, Alexa, join my meeting, or Alexa, join my Zoom meeting, or Alexa, join my Amazon Chime meeting to join a video meeting with coworkers or friends and family. With the newly launched call captioning feature, Alexa can display text of what the other party is saying in near real time during one-on-one Alexa video and audio calls and drop-in calls, helping customers who are deaf, hard of hearing, or in loud or noisy environments. Call captioning supports U.S., English, and is available on all Echo Show devices. To learn more, visit the Alexa Accessibility Hub. It's now even easier for kids to stay connected with their friends and loved ones, like grandma and uncles and aunts, who live on the other side of the country. Kids have already been using Amazon Kids on Echo devices to stay in touch with family and friends. Now, they can use their Fire Kids Edition tablet or Fire tablet using the Amazon Kids app to make outbound Alexa to Alexa voice or video calls to approved contacts who have an Echo device or the Alexa app on mobile devices. Parents can have peace of mind and easily add and manage approved contacts in the Alexa app. Kids will be able to receive incoming calls from approved contacts in the coming months. Kids must have parental consent before calling can be enabled on Fire Kids Edition tablets and Fire tablets using the Amazon Kids app. Unless a parent has previously granted permission, they'll need to provide parental consent via the parent dashboard before calling can be turned on for Fire Kids Edition tablets and Fire tablets using the Amazon Kids app. Parents of kids under 8 years old must toggle this feature on in the parent dashboard. If you have enabled features that allow calls to emergency numbers, your child may be able to place emergency calls while using Amazon Kids on their Echo device. Emergency calling features are not supported on tablets from the Amazon Kids app. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. This article is entitled, Getty Images partners with the National Federation of the Blind and Tactile Images to deliver 25 million images to the world's blind population. This article comes to us from Cool Blind Tech. Getty Images, a world leader in visual communications and the National Federation of the Blind, one of America's civil rights and membership organizations of the blind, have partnered with Tactile Images to deliver more than 25 million images to the world's blind population at museums, science centers, libraries, schools, and government agencies. This initiative will significantly enhance educational opportunities and cultural inclusion for blind and low vision individuals worldwide. Blind people have all the same interests, concerns, and aspirations as all who participate in our society and culture. And that culture is reflected in the millions of images that this partnership will help us access, said Mark Riccobono, president of the National Federation of the Blind. We look forward to working with Tactile Images and Getty Images to curate a collection that will include, inform, and inspire the blind of America and the world. Getty Images, the National Federation of the Blind, and Tactile Images are committed to participating in initiatives that provide greater accessibility to visual resources with an emphasis on photography and film art that represent the world's people and cultures, including the blind and others with disabilities. This commitment involves helping people fully understand and experience the society with which they live, providing unique educational perspectives and increasing access to content that may have previously been inaccessible. This partnership reinforces a collective commitment improving accessibility for and inclusion of people from all backgrounds, including those who are blind. In a world where communication is largely visual, Getty Images is thrilled to partner with the National Federation of the Blind and Tactile Images to allow the blind community to more fully engage with and experience our pictures, said Peter Orlowski, head of strategic development at Getty Images. Tactile Images has several product offerings, all of which allow a blind individual to experience and engage with traditionally visual and graphic material through touch and sensory stimulation. Each is a unique, one-of-a-kind work of art. To further assist in creating a more interactive experience, Braille is utilized for text and sensors are embedded so that when touched, a customized audio description and narrative is activated. Components that emit unique sounds can also be used. These three senses, touch, hearing, and smell, work together in the brain to replace the sense of sight. This can allow the blind or low vision user to create a mental picture from this confluence of sensory stimulation. Touching a tactile print while listening to a coordinated audio presentation can create an enhanced kinesthetic learning experience. At Tactile Images, we are very excited that Getty Images and the National Federation of the Blind have decided to partner with us. This partnership will help to bring tactile imagery to the blind on a global scale, says John Olson, co-founder of 3D PhotoWorks, the parent company of Tactile Images. I've always believed that truly seeing an image involves much more than just the sense of sight. As the notable American neuroscientist Dr. Paul Bacchirida once stated, "We don't see with our eyes or hear with our ears. These are just the receptors. Seeing and hearing, in fact, goes on in the brain." Olson went on to say, "We look forward to partnering with museums, science centers, libraries, and government agencies to make their existing content more accessible while also creating new and innovative installations and exhibitions." For more information, visit the Tactile Images website at tactileimages.com. We've run out of time for today's episode of Tech Tips. Be sure to tune in next month. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Tech Tips is readily available as a podcast after this broadcast by visiting our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And as always, thank you for listening to Tech Tips.